This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Rolling through all kinds of stuff. We're going to talk about the RNC. There's some concern already about protesters there, and it's because they screwed that whole thing up. We'll talk about that. Pro-lifers still being attacked by the government. Merrick Garland's a criminal. Some emails, but let's deal with a couple things first. I'll get to the illegals in just a quick moment. I was just telling Jewish producer Chris during the break that I'm watching this documentary and I really want to get up to my theater. Well, sit down, basically, and do nothing. That's what I want to do, is sit down and do nothing when I get off work because I'm so into this documentary. And just so you know, I even have noise-canceling headphones. I'll watch it on this little Kindle in my lap, and I'll put noise-canceling headphones on so nobody bothers me, but then that only makes them bother me more. And Chris asked if the kids had a bunch of events tonight, thinking, because I was wanting to go home and just watch my documentary. No, but they have something that makes my watching of the documentary even more likely, Chris. They have homework. And see, the wife says that I am a huge distraction when I come home and the kids have homework to do. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair. But she says I come in and I want to play with them and talk to them and mess with them. And she says I am more distracting to the children when they're doing homework. So I might get banished to my room to watch it. So this all works out. It's just it's an old hockey trick. It's like when she wants you to unload the dishwasher, all you got to do is screw it up once or twice, and soon she'll be all, you know what? No more. I'm the only one who gets to unload the dishwasher. It's the best. It's the friggin' best. Now let's talk about illegal immigration in a very uncomfortable way, because there's an aspect to mass illegal immigration that is, you could make an argument it's the most damaging part of it. Everyone knows about the crime by now. Look, it's headline after headline after headline. Everyone knows that criminals are coming here. Entire criminal gangs are coming here with the drugs and the stabbings and the robberies. And it's bad. Did you hear this guy, retired NYPD cop?
You have a wave of violent migrant gangs coming here. These people are from a whole nother country, and they're on a whole nother level. So now they're rivaling the inner city gangs that you've known about for years, and now comes a whole new wave coming in. They have no rules. They really don't care about the rule book because they're from another country and they don't care if they get caught or they don't get caught.
So that's not good. You hear this one? This one's out of Houston.
More than 7,300 people have been arrested on smuggling charges since the start of Operation Lone Star in March 2021.
We've arrested people that were attorneys in the medical field, you know, even soldiers. You know, we've arrested one of our own National Guard soldiers that was involved in human smuggling.
And DPS shows those arrested range in age from 13 to 77.
How many of your clients are under 18 or under 21?
I'd say it's probably about 30-35% are that young.
Are you getting more clients?
Oh, yes. Yeah, right now my alien smuggling cases outweigh drug cases.
How are they recruiting these young kids?
I would compare it to an intelligence operation for recruiting human sources of information. And they find out, you know, exactly what it is that motivates them to maybe want to make that decision, whether it be drugs or sex or money or whatever the case may be. A lot of times I've seen them communicated through Xbox, PlayStation, Snapchat.
They know how to target a much younger audience by using social media.
Eye-opening, isn't it? That's courtesy of a local news station here in Houston, KPRC. Eye-opening. All right, so all that's bad. We get it. Crime's bad. The financial impact is gigantic. And this is one of those things that's more hidden because our system is designed to facilitate and encourage illegal immigration. Therefore, our system doesn't dig into this as much. They don't publish it as much. But the financial impact of illegal immigration is staggering. On all of us. It's not just New York City where they're stashing them. It's not just Texas where they're coming across the border. On all of us. Healthcare costs up. The cost of owning, renting a home up. Just everything in your life goes up when you import a bunch of people who don't belong here. So that's another huge part. You got the crime aspect. Got the finance aspect. But one of the most, if not the most critical aspect of illegal immigration and how it hurts a nation is what it does to a country culturally. I saw this headline out of the Post Millennial, and it's something. 15.6% of the U.S. population is now foreign-born. 15%. Culture is one of those things in this day and age that people don't talk about much because everyone's worried about getting in trouble. But culture is a very real thing. And first of all, what is culture? What is it? We talk about it in a different way on this show. Culture is simply what your society incentivizes versus what your society disincentivizes. Every culture is different, and they all have different priorities. This is encouraged. We want you to do X, Y, and Z. This is discouraged. We don't want you to do X, Y, and Z. In America's culture today, one of the things that you would say is encouraged is turning gay or tranny. Look, it is what it is. You can get mad about that all you want. That's very clearly being pushed as part of our culture, celebrated. Anyone who comes out of the closet has to be lionized, but now that's not enough anymore. Now you got to cut your penis off to be really... That is part of American culture. America is gay culture now. That's what it is. It's part of our culture. I don't like that. I think it's horrible, but that's part of our culture. What are the things that are discouraged in this society today? Discrimination. Wonderful things like discrimination. You know, you should be discriminating against people at all times. Whatever you do, you should discriminate. But of course, that's discouraged in our culture. If you go to ancient times, Mongolian society, I love talking about the Mongols. Part of their culture was riding horses. They needed to. You had to have it. If you want to hunt, you want to survive, you have to be good on horseback. They would have you sitting on a horse at 3 years old. That is an incentivized thing in your culture. In fact, if you were a Mongol child, you would know being a great horseman is a good thing, and it's a way to move up in this society. Every incentive would point towards be better on a horse, be better on a horse, be better on a horse, be better on a horse. That would be their incentive. That's all culture is. What your culture incentivizes versus what it disincentivizes. And unsurprisingly, whatever you incentivize, you will get more of. Whatever you disincentivize, you will get less of. Period. End of story. And it's really, really critical for a nation of any size, whether it's a 100-person village in the outback or whether it's a nation of 300 million people. It's important that you have a culture and a fairly consistent culture. Now, that does not mean at all that we're all the same, that we all look the same, act the same. It doesn't even mean that we all practice the same religion, although historically, that's the easiest way to ensure that you get cultural consistency is essentially have a national religion because it gives you a value system everyone can rally around. If you're in Israel, there's one culture you're being pushed there. It's Judaism, and it's better for national cohesion. If you're in Iran, as much as I hate them, there is one religion there, one culture there, and it really centers everything revolves around that. If you're going to drift away from that, which we very clearly are here, we were a Christian nation. That was a Jewish nation, a Muslim nation. We were a Christian nation when we were first founded. But if you're going to drift away from that, okay, you still have to have a consistent set of values that run through your society. And maybe the most American value there is from the time of our founding, and I wish that was still the case today, but it's not, is this. A natural distrust of all forms of government and the belief that government is not something great. Government sucks and it should be small, extremely limited. And anytime there is the slightest amount of encroachment or growth of government, it should be met with widespread public backlash. That is part of America's DNA. You know,
freedom is not free.
What does that actually mean? Freedom. We are a country based on freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from government. Freedom from government control. It's not just a slogan. It's not just a word. That has been or should be the essence of Americanism. That is America's culture, or what America's culture was and should be. We're not that anymore. We have a different, totally disastrous culture now. So when it comes to immigration, both legal and illegal, you have to be extremely, extremely careful as a nation. And nations have always understood this with who you import and how many of them you import, because you might quickly find your culture destroyed. And if that goes away, well, what else matters? I'll explain what I mean and how that works out here in just a moment. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, rolling through the show. So Jen Psaki, I forgot to get to this before I get to the emails. Jen Psaki, she puts out some book. You remember the Joe Biden checking of the watch controversy? Everyone remembers it. Just a little recap in case you forgot. Joe Biden and his idiocy and all the dumb commies who work for him screwed everything up in Afghanistan and got 13 of our warriors blown up outside of an airport where they never should have been. So Joe Biden was responsible for getting our people killed. Joe Biden is a soulless monster, and he always has been. But he knows, as commander-in-chief, he has to go see the bodies when they get back home, and he very clearly doesn't want to be there. And he shows up, and because he's got dementia so bad, he can't control things that, as a politician, he used to be able to control. So he checks his watch the entire time, like just looking. Hey, got some place to be. I mean, it's the universal sign of I'm bored. When do I get to leave? He just keeps checking his watch and keeps checking his watch. He's greeting the parents who are greeting their sons and daughters dead. And Joe Biden, he doesn't even pretend to want to be there. He's just bored and wants to leave. It was so bad that we now have those wonderful Gold Star parents. We've played it for you on the show. I'm not going to play it now. Screaming and cussing about it, checking his watch the whole time. And multiple people have come out and said he did it the whole time and he was rude. He's a piece of crap. He always has been a piece of crap. It's not new. Well, Jen Psaki writes a book, and Jen Psaki puts in the book that Joe Biden never checked his watch. When we can all look at it, it's a picture. There's pictures, there's video. Everyone can watch it. Everyone knows it. She puts it in the book. Well, Jared Schmitz, Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, rest in peace, warrior. He was one of the ones who gave his life there. And his dad, Mark, was not pleased about that entry in the book.
I couldn't believe this. Her book just came out right before Mother's Day. And the wounds have been reopened yet again from a talking puppet that had no clue what she was talking about. We were 25 yards away and sat there and watched in horror and disgust as he looked at his watch, at least the first four caskets that came off that plane. And I couldn't look at him after that. So I don't know if he looked at his watch again after the first four, but that was his MO. Watch the casket go by, check my watch over and over and over again.
So why tell a lie like that? By the way, quick update. They're now having to edit future copies of the book. They're editing that lie out of the book. The blowback was so bad for her to make that claim that they're editing out of the book. Why tell that lie to begin with? Well, this goes back to the communist mentality and communism and lies. Lies for a decent person, lies for you are bad. I know you've told lies. I've told lies. We all have. I wish I'd never told one, right? I know they're bad. Whenever I've lied, it's bad. We understand that we don't want to be liars, that being a liar is a bad thing. But as I've tried to explain before about these people, they don't share your value system at all, at all. I've used the really stupid example. I know it's dumb. If the soul was an organ, and so every human being had this organ and you could look at it and it was the soul, and you knew what it was supposed to look like your heart, right? We know what's supposed to be there and this and that. If you were to open up your soul and open up the soul of the communist, you would not even recognize them as being the same organ. They don't share any of your values, none of your values at all. Why would you put such a brazen lie in your book? Why would you even bother? It's not like it's something that happened behind closed doors. We all watched it. I could look at it. You can look it up in your phone right now. Joe Biden checking his watch. There he is. So why put a lie like that in your book? To the communist, lying is part of who he is. It is part of the revolution. If you're going to have a revolution, if you're going to burn down the system, if you're going to burn down everything that people know and love, then you simply have it built into you that lying, violence, all these things, they have to be part of the revolution. They're not looked at. When you call these people liars, it doesn't sway them at all. It doesn't move them the way it would move you, because they know they have to lie about everything at all times. It's why they're so selective about all the language we use. We talk all the time on the show about language and how the communist is so purposeful with his language, because his language is all designed to deceive, to hide his true motivations. They lie about what? Everything. They're always lying. They would never even consider telling you the truth about something. That would hurt the revolution. The lies and morality, they don't even think like that at all. Everything is about the revolution. You're Jen Psaki. You're writing a book. You not only watched Joe Biden check his watch, you know for a fact that the United States of America has watched Joe Biden check his watch. It's a famous picture. It's been everywhere. Jen Psaki most definitely knows it. Yet she sits down to pen a book, and she writes in that book that it never happened. What you witnessed with your own eyes, what I witnessed with my own eyes, she writes in her book, it never happened. Why? It's not that her book's important, but why does she write that? Because for her, the truth is just not even an option. For the communist, the real immorality is telling the truth. Remember when Joe Biden got a little flustered at the State of the Union and called it illegal, and basically apologized for it the next day? That's their morality. I'm telling you, a completely different species of people. It's wild. Now, speaking of a different species of people, I've told you many times about Done For You Real Estate, about what they do, how they track down the best properties in the best markets, and they'll vet them for you. They'll get you your financing, the closing. They handle the rental process. They really do it all for you in your journey into real estate investing. But one thing I probably haven't told you enough about is the kind of people they are. These are people I've spent significant time with, broken bread with them, meals, talking about family, life, wives, kids, values. These are people who will never do you wrong, I'm telling you. They were helping people a long time before they started helping people invest in real estate. They're just solid human beings. Kevin, the whole rest of the gang. Go find out what they can do for you. Just go find out. It doesn't hurt to look into it. DoneForYouJesse.com. DoneForYouJesse.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue. Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Did you hear Lindsey Graham out there?
Historians would say, why is it okay for Reagan to do it and not President Biden? But let me ask you about
Deal. Well, can I say this? Why is it okay for America to drop two nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki to end their existential threat war? Why was it okay for us to do that? I thought it was okay. To Israel, do whatever you have to do to survive as a Jewish state. state.
Senator, again, military officials say
the technology has
changed. But let me ask you about how
these military officials that you're talking about are full of crap.
Lindsey Graham, you know, I'm going to move on before I get in trouble here. I'm just going to move on. Couple headlines for you. Pro-life activist Lauren Handy sentenced to 4 years and 9 months in prison for protesting in front of an abortion clinic. Another headline, pro-life activist and mother of 15 suffers a stroke in prison after the Biden regime places her in solitary confinement for 22 days. Just a reminder that there is a very real war being waged on good people out there. There definitely is a war being waged on Christians out there. And the Christian community in this country better wake up and step up and start getting involved in politics. It's time to stop avoiding it, because we all learn that we all learn about nice hippie Jesus now here in America. He was just nice to everyone. He's so nice. He was just nice. That's not true at all. It's time to wake up and get involved. Get involved. All right. Mitch McConnell is starting to rail about something, and maybe it is something we should pay attention to, especially me. You know, the Republican National Convention is coming. It's in Milwaukee in July. I have to go. iHeart's doing some big fancy radio setup there for Clay and Buck and me, and I'll be doing my show from there. And hold on, before I go on to the Mitch McConnell thing, let me just say, I hope it's not too loud. I have this thing where I don't do remotes, meaning I don't go do the show in public somewhere. I love visiting affiliates and doing shows from radio stations and hanging out with affiliates and whatnot. But in public, hey, it's Bob and Chapstick from Larry's Used Cars today. You might hear all the wind and the people screaming in the background. That makes for great radio. Anyway, come on out for our Sprite blowout. Woo! It sounds awful. I friggin' hate it. I've only ever done one. Chris remembers it. You remember it, don't you, Chris? I did one. They asked us if we do it from some brewery or something somewhere, and nobody listening could hear a thing. It was just people screaming. It was awful. Anyway, I don't think this will be like that. It's friggin' iHeart. They're going to have it set up right. So don't worry about that, is more what I was trying to say. But Mitch McConnell's starting to hound Secret Service about their plan to keep the protesters away from the convention. Apparently, they're going to be really, really close. Is it wrong? Am I wrong that I find that exciting? I know, Chris, it'd be great radio. Honestly, what if they came storming in and doing one of their stupid chants? Hey, oh, we won't go, whatever the stupid things they say all the time. I think this is going to be exciting. I need to find out, first of all, where are the Milwaukee Red Lobsters? That's one. Two, I feel like I need to go undercover in some of these protests again, like I did before. Chris, I'm not too tall. We've discussed this at great length. I could have been an elite level covert operative. And you say I'm too tall. It's called hiding in plain sight. And you've seen, Chris, how I just melt into the shadows when I want. What, Chris? I know that was before I had a national radio show. I'll obviously go in disguise. I'm going to wear a hat and so. No, I'm not going to wear a mustache, Chris. I'll shave one in. The wife won't even be there. I'll shave in a big Fu Manchu, and I'll wear a hat, and I'll dress like one of those dirt balls. It won't be too hard. It'll be wonderful. It'll be absolutely wonderful. Think of the video. Think of the content. Think if I get stabbed, how great that'll be for the show. But what, Chris? The show will take off. The downloads will go crazy. By the way, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, or not on Google, iHeart, Spotify, and iTunes. And you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, I just heard you speak about struggling with your boys in college. I too struggle with this, as well as navigating how to teach my children to show honor and respect to adults while simultaneously having to point out how many of them they come into contact with are absolute nut jobs and not be taken seriously. It's a tough tightrope to walk. What are your thoughts? says his name is Josh. Okay, so my kids already deal with this at a much lower level at their school, even though they're in a wonderful school. But for instance, if their teacher gets up, the Andrew Jackson conversation. My kids learned about Andrew Jackson in their school. Some history teacher who doesn't know any better, or maybe he's a dirtball undercover commie, I don't know, just read right from the textbook. Remember, the communists make America's textbooks. That was another choke point they seized. And my kid came home from school laughing because the only thing he learned about Andrew Jackson, the Lion of America, the only thing he learned about him was the Trail of Tears. Oh, yeah, he killed a bunch of Indians. Trail of Tears, bad guy. And I pulled him aside, and I've had to have this conversation with them many times. Look, life is hard, and life is going to throw you curveballs, and everything doesn't work out all the time. You're going to have a bad boss one day. Maybe you'll only have bad bosses. You're going to have bad teachers. You're going to have idiots in your life. Keep your head down, your mouth shut when it's appropriate. You speak up when it's appropriate. But you just make sure you question everything and everyone. If you see it on television, you question it. You research it. If your teacher says it, your teachers are not all-knowing. If your teacher says it, maybe your teacher's wonderful. There are some amazing teachers out there. Maybe your teacher's a turd. There are a lot of those out there too. So don't just take it in and believe it. Even if you like the person, take it, look into it yourself. Look, I'll take it a step further. Me. I love that you listen to the show. I have so much fun, as you can tell. We have a blast, and we always will. And I do try to make sure I'm being honest with you at all times about how I feel. And I do try, no matter what we're doing, we do our due diligence to try to make sure we're never giving you crap. We're never giving you lies or whatnot. But still, go look into it yourself. If there's a particular issue or topic we talk about, maybe you're not sure, maybe go look into it. I ain't no God. I ain't all knowing. I'm not all wise. Dig into question everything. Dig into everything. What we lack in this country of ours is people who are curious enough and ambitious enough to go do their own research and figure out the truth about things. What we have way too many of now in this country are blind sheep who just want to do what they're told. Tell me what to eat. Tell me where to go. Do I wear a mask? We need people who question authority. We need people who question things a lot. All right? All right. Dear Jesse, dear Too Tall, he says, I noticed mouse poop in the garage, so I got a trap and killed that demon. My wife freaked out because she loves animals. Fast forward a week, I find more mouse poop. She pleads with me not to kill it, but get one of the mouse hotel things. Shocker, it didn't work. Instead, the mouse made its way into my electric lawnmower. Golly, that's weak. And ate through the electrical wires. Now I get to buy a new mower. Who should I be mad at, her or me, for allowing myself to be manipulated by her? Spencer is his name. Spencer, it's your fault. If we are going to sit back and allow the women to determine how we deal with household critters, well, you might as well just become Dr. Doolittle, because your house is going to be full of them. Had it not been for me stepping in, I don't even know how many animals on the side of the road would currently be residing in my home. It has been, how long have I been married? Chris, how long have I been married? 17, 18 years? Can you figure that out, please, so I don't look bad on the radio? Anyway, it's been a long time. I don't even know how many times I've said no. But you should see him. Someone dropped him off. Tough. No, you're not bringing him home. And look, now I can't even do what I used to be able to do, which is be like, and then hanging up the phone, acting like I'm dropping the call. She'll never believe that now because I have Pure Talk. Pure Talk is on the same great 5G network of the big guys. So when you switch your cell phone provider to Pure Talk, it's not just that you're saving a bunch of money and supporting a mobile phone company that actually shares and promotes your values. You don't lose service. In fact, overall, your service gets better because when you have to talk to someone at Pure Talk, you'll discover maybe the greatest thing in the world. Pure Talk hires Americans who speak English. No, not the call service center in the hinterlands somewhere with some guy making weird clicking noises to communicate with you over the phone. It's someone who reads, speaks, and understands English. What a breath of fresh air. Switch to Pure Talk. It's easy. 10 minutes on the phone. You keep your phone. You keep your number. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. And then we'll get to headlines I didn't get to here in a minute. Going to do some emails first. And we'll be back tomorrow. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's do some. Dude, my wife bought me a European man bag for my 60th. She sold it to me as a carrier for my weapon. It ain't going to happen. And his name is Mark. Okay. People are well aware of my satchel by this point in time. I got it for fishing. We went, me, my old man, and my boys, we went to Alaska fishing. And I needed something smaller than a backpack, but I needed something to carry some basic fishing essentials out there. So I got this thing. And it has since turned into a travel bag that I'll actually wear when I'm traveling in the airport. Because it has enough room for everything that I need. It's got charger, got enough room for the Kindle. Everything slips right in there. And the wife has been mortified by it. Mortified by it. Because it's a cross-shoulder satchel hunting thing that I wear in public. Well, wouldn't you know, my youngest son had to have a field trip recently. And we were looking around the house for something that was just the perfect size for him to carry on his field trip. Guess what he took along on his field trip? Boom! My satchel. Oldest son just had a field trip too. Guess what he grabbed? My satchel. Now, granted, he did break it before he even left the house, and now it's ruined, and I have to try to find a discount on a new one somewhere. But either way, yes, a discount. Chris, do you have any idea what the costs are of things today? I would expect you, of all people, to know what things cost today. Anyway, so now, but anyway, back to what I was talking about. I love mine to carry my weapon whenever I'm in a situation where I'm not wearing pants or jeans, where I can carry it concealed, meaning if I'm working out, if I'm outside, maybe I'm going for a hike, or maybe we're just out and about and I'm in athletic shorts or something like that. Nothing better than slipping my everyday carry weapon and my Byrna pistol launcher right there in the satchel, ready to rock and roll at all times. Is the wife horrified? Yes, she is. But still, guess who's still alive? Me. What, Chris? Professor Kelly, I always strive to be a person that pays his debts. I don't like the idea of owing an outstanding balance to anyone. What's your position on debtor's prison? Personally, I'm totally in favor of bringing it back, but I would be interested in your thoughts. Debtor's prison. Well, I would be hesitant to fire those up right about now. I believe in paying my debts. There's no question about it. People should pay their debts off. But the thing is, right now we're drowning in debt. We're drowning in debt. And Americans, because of the financial crisis that is not of their own making, it's of the government's making, they're drowning in debt. We talked about it, how credit card debt's through the roof. People have maxed out their credit cards. They've drained their savings. So while conceptually, I don't necessarily disagree with you. There should be some sort of a punishment for not paying off your debt. Maybe now isn't quite the best time to start chucking people in prison for not paying off their debts. Like, look, inflation's bad. It's real. And it's not about to go away. We're trying to figure out, everyone's trying to figure out, how do I get by? And people are going to move back in with their parents. Parents are going to move back in with their kids. People are going to make drastically different buying decisions. We have a very consumer-based economy. It's about 70% based on consumer spending. What's that going to look like when the spending has to change? This, yeah. By the way, do you have some gold, right? You have gold or silver, some kind of precious metal, some sort of a stash. No, I didn't say you needed to get $500,000 worth. Who can do that? But you have something, surely. Or at least you have it in your retirement, your 401k, your IRA. Oxford Gold Group will handle this for you if you don't. If you haven't made that phone call yet, It's a really, really, really good time to make that phone call now. Remember, it's not just what they've done when it comes to the economy. It's that they're not changing directions. In fact, they're not even acting like they're going to change directions. They're out there. They're still bragging about how things are.
You gotta be steady, stay the course, and continue to produce these incredible jobs. And the job, and by the way, the pay for the jobs are outpacing the inflation rate they're paying. We're gonna be able to deal with this. It's gonna take a little more time, but we're just focused on it.
833-995-GOLD. Call Oxford Gold Group as if the people in charge are trying to destroy the dollar. 833-995-GOLD.
And now
here's a headline.
By Gold, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Oversight Committee unveils blistering contempt report against AG Garland over Biden's tapes. Merrick Garland belongs in prison for the things he's done as Attorney General of this nation. It is something the next administration, I don't care how it looks, they're going to have to dig into it. We cannot have a country where the Attorney General works as the hatchet man for the president. That can't ever happen again. Border towns criminal prosecutions explode by 5,000% on Biden's watch. This is in Kinney County, Texas. Whew, I'm telling you, the entire gangs, the whole criminal networks we brought here, it's really bad.
You have a wave of violent migrant gangs coming here. Mm. These people are from a whole nother country and they're on a whole nother level. So now they're rivaling the inner city gangs that you've known about for years, and now comes a whole new wave coming in. They have no rules. They really don't care about the rule book because they're from another country and they don't care if they get caught or they don't get caught.
That's one of the worst parts, is these people don't care. Princeton students end hunger strike due to hunger and health concerns after 10 days. I've never really understood the concept of a hunger strike. I guess I just don't get it. You're the one who's hungry. I'm not hungry. You can sit there and be hungry till you starve. It's your problem. Go eat some food. Is the internet bad for you? Huge study reveals surprise effect on well-being. Oh, come on. Of course it's wonderful that you can hold a device in your hands and beam endless amounts of information into your eyes and ears throughout the day. Jen Psaki retracts lie that Biden didn't check watch during transfer of servicemen's bodies killed in Afghanistan. Yes, like I said, they lie like they breathe. It's not even what they do. It's who they are. New York City, actor Steve Buscemi punched in the face in a random act of violence. Poor Steve Buscemi just rolling around D.C. gets socked in the face. Golly, what a world. All right, we'll be back tomorrow to do it again. Put a smile on your face, all right? That's all.